you know, to get the exercise, so the doesn't. And they cut down the tree and they bring it in, and then they spend the evening decorating the tree, and they sing carols, and there's eggnog, and that is their Thanksgiving festivities. And her husband grew up in a tradition where Advent was Advent. Advent was the preparation that came before Christmas time, and it was always Santa who brought the tree on Christmas Eve. You can see where they might have been having a disconnect. And it stayed up for the remainder of the season through Epiphany on January 6th when we celebrate the coming of the wise men. So this is a very tricky mesh for them in their family as they try to kind of bring together these two really meaningful traditions. This, of course, begs the question, what is Christmas really? What is it? Are we kind of focused on the wrong things? Have we actually manufactured our own version of hope, love, joy, and peace? Where do all these customs and traditions actually really come from? Have you stopped and thought about it? How on earth did we get from the Messiah, our Savior, born out of God's greater love for us, to red and green representing the holiday, Star Wars ornaments, eggnog, the exchanging of gifts, and fruitcake? How do we get from there to here? I think that, for me, the short answer is that we recognize the essence of God's love for us as something that brings extraordinary hope, love, joy, and peace. And we want it so badly that instead of doing the deep work of going to the source, we stay kind of shallow and safe, and we let modern culture and consumerism elbow their way into our hearts. And unfortunately, what that means is experiencing the miracle, the real, true miracle, gets buried underneath all the plastic and shiny things. What is it then that makes Christmas really Christmas? I think simply it's God's love. Simple and easily accessible to each of us. But I think before we can understand God's love for us, we have to understand the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Because frankly, without that Trinity and understanding it, I kind of shudder at the thought of a God who sacrifices his own child so that I, someone who blatantly does not deserve it and screws up the rules more times than I care to count, should get a free pass. So it's hard to understand. So God takes Jesus, a really great guy who does everything right, and throws him under the bus for our sakes. That's cold. No. When we understand the Trinity, what it really, really is, we realize that God is one God. God is God. Is God. It's really more than we can wrap our minds around. But from the beginning of time, when we first sinned and created this rift between God's perfect pureness and us, God had a plan to save us from this thing that we created, this chasm. So God chose to become one of us. The prophets foretold how it would happen and where it would happen. God's plan always was to be with us. God's plan was always for us to be family. It was his plan for us to inherit the kingdom. God could have very easily walked away when we turned away. God could have very easily just left us to our own devices. But see what we're celebrating today, love. Perfect love doesn't do that.
God offered us a greater love. God's love is perfect for us. What God did in essence to save us was to risk everything by coming to us as 100% human while being 100% God. But he held back his mighty power. He knew that he would experience pain and heartache, and he would suffer and die so that he could end the rift that exists between us, that was created by our sin. Unfortunately, we often disregard that miracle with all of our piling on. The essence gets lost. We forget that we were lost to sin in an abyss of darkness. Our twinkling lights and our shiny gifts kind of mask that. It's an interesting band-aid. We let our Christmas lights and presents give us the illusion that we are our own saviors. We settle for a lesser love. Why? There was a scientist once who had come to God and said, God, you know what? We have evolved to such a point that we can now clone humans, we can make life, and we can take care of ourselves. So we don't need you anymore. And God said, okay, that's fine. But before I let you go, I want to challenge you to a contest. I want to challenge you to a human mating contest. Each of us is going to create our own human being using nothing but dirt. So the scientist said, okay, that's fine. And he grabbed a handful of dirt and God said, not so fast. You go get your own dirt. To me, the idea that we take God out of Christmas and struggle to find his love in this world is like taking oxygen out of the atmosphere and then wondering why we can't breathe. God is the essence of love. Love is the essence of God. Everything goes back love being the root piece. And without it, nothing else is. And there are variations and there's levels of love. I love chocolate. I love coffee. I love my cat. See, in our language, we get very limited about love. Now, in Greek language, there are different kinds of love, and they're called different things. For instance, in the Greek, it is the agape kind of love which God has for us, and for which we are commanded to have for one another. That's a serious love. That's a perfect and a pure and sacrificial kind of love. When we go back to the original original Greek, we find that God's intent for us is to love each other with this agape. And we struggle. God's love for us is sacrificial, unconditional, pure, constant, and complete. Jesus is Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us. And this means that God came to us in human form. This means that God, in choosing to take a human body, agreed, chose to be born into a world full of sin, humble, dirty, poor, vulnerable, and to be with us in our vast imperfections, suffering all that we suffer. The only way to break the power of sin and death was for him to actually suffer and die as one of us and break that power. That is agape love. That is the kind of love that we can't replicate with lights or fruitcake or decorations or whatever is on sale at Target. We worship a God. We worship the Christ child because of his love for us. This is the gift of Christmas. God says to us, this is my body given for you. And this is my blood shed for you. I choose to do this because I love you so much. How many people would do this for you? How many people would we do this for? How many people that are undeserving would we do this for? How many rulers, kings, presidents, would do this for you? We have a chance this Christmas to practice that agape love, which God calls us to do. The essence of Christmas, by being intentional about how we give and how we practice our traditions. One of the ways that we can practice this agape love is through practicing presence and healing touch. Did you know that the power of human touch is scientifically proven to heal? And did you know, caregivers are now learning this, that there are people here today that can go a whole week or longer without a kind touch from another human being? Just to reach out and touch somebody and show amazing love. And it's proven to heal. A kind touch or a hug from another human being is amazing. And we have the power to do that. We can also show our love through our spending choices. If you are going to buy Christmas presents this Christmas, if you are going to do that, you can do it through script, which will do the same thing that you intended to do, but it will also give back a portion into ministry that connects people with Jesus Christ. Another way is through your generous gift to our end of year appeal. Half that amount is going to bring people closer to God through the ministries here at Crossroads. And the other half is going to be going to our United Methodist chaplain and that ministry in our area hospitals. And you'll get a chance to meet Ann in just a little bit. The other thing we could do is we could make a point in the coming year to offer gifts of our time and resources to those who can never pay us back. Agape love is an amazing thing. Agape is the kind of love that will always pour back to us in an amount greater than what we pour out. It's physics undefined. And you will always, when you practice this agape love, you will always manifest hope and love and joy and peace. In this picture, who is the one being blessed? You will never regret giving this kind of love because it's the kind of love that God modeled for us. It's the kind of love that comes naturally to us as God's children. And he modeled this for us when he came 2,000 years ago. Where's the payoff? Where is the Christmas payoff? The payoff is when we recognize God's agape love for us, a greater love, and then spread it out into the world. Amen.